The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 7th of July, 2026, and you are on the clock with Aaron. Independence morning is like a baby born in green. Welcome to the show. Today we're talking plenty things. The House of Assembly said they're going on summer vacation for 2.5 months. We're going to do them like we do the students, dear young people, the same way your teachers encourage you to do some school work during this break. We are going to remind our parliamentarians that there is no off-duty when you are a parliamentarian. So we're going to go through some subjects for this year's House of Assembly summer school. Of course, I have some questions for you today. It's Independence 53, and here are the questions. Which Bahamas do you want to live in? Do you want to live in a Pindling Bahamas, a Stafford Sands Bahamas, a Taylor Stevenson Bahamas? And some of you may say, Aaron, you can't even put Taylor and Stevenson in the same option. A Ingram Bahamas, a Christie Bahamas, a Minnis Bahamas, a Davis Bahamas, a Carlton E. Francis Bahamas, a Lincoln Bain Bahamas. What Bahamas do you want to live in? And the second question is, after 53 years, is the Bahamas a nation, a country, or an economic machine, a.k.a. a plantation? So I see I got a caller on the line. Caller, give me 3 seconds because Guardian Radio and the Guardian Media Group want to send you away for the summer with the Great Summer Escape Giveaway. You could win a trip for two, including hotel, car, luggage, and $1,000 cash. All you need is your passport. Just get a Nassau Guardian newspaper, fill out the entry form, drop it in the entry box at the Nassau Guardian in Oaks Field. And tune in to Guardian Radio and follow the Nassau Guardian on all social media platforms for your chances to win. The Guardian Media Group, Great Summer Escape Giveaway. Deadline to enter, August 12th. Drawing on August 14th. I mean, we send in the parliamentarians to summer school. So Guardian's prepared to send two of you on a wonderful summer escape getaway. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Miss Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Well, I'm Stafford Sands, and that's when black people wasn't allowed to drive.
Well,
you're a little bit older than me, right? So, I mean, technically, if that's the case, right,
mm-hmm.
we might have to lean to that.
See, okay, I mean, technically, that may be of consideration. But I was thinking of this Stafford Sands. Stafford Sands that gave us the tourism model that said, bring them in, sweeten them up, and send them home with nothing left in their pocket. That's the Stafford Sands Bahamas I was talking about.
Okay, no, I'm bad. But let me ask you a question. Are we leaning into the independence holiday celebrations, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the flags that they're actually selling? Why can't we get it right? Like, why I can't get an old-fashioned flag with the Arkham in it? Why we can't get the color code right? I just don't get it.
Okay,
is it me or is it just that they don't have the color anymore?
Listen,
that's impossible.
Here's a question. Here's another question. Why aren't we using Znest and all of its channels to share the important information? So, good question. Let me answer it. The official flag colors, aquamarine, gold, black, right? And this is white and stripe. Some people say that's for the white people. Some people say that's a part of all flags. Bang. It turns out, though, that that aquamarine and that gold that we selected is such a, let's call it, a rare. That means it costs a lot of money, so they don't just make it for anybody, right? Those colors are rare. So we actually have an alternate official, right, color, there's a proper word for it, but color complex. So aquamarine and gold are official, but yellow and blue are all, there's a particular yellow and a particular blue that is also official, given the difficulty in securing the top two. Now, for me, right, for me, I can't understand why a country that selected those specific colors for their flag wouldn't develop a relationship with a tone, a color maker, or a flag maker to ensure every year that there is a ration of flags available with the primary official color choice, as opposed to the secondary official color choice. Secondarily, the people who go in to buy, like the people who sell flags, the question is, how much effort are they putting into A, getting the official, primary official, the secondary official, and then and the third is this. Like, so we know that we basically using the secondary color complex, but why can't we all just organize to make sure we all have the same type flag in the country?
Yeah, but I mean to be a total tool about this talk, right?
No, go on.
Seriously, right? But I'm being serious with this. You could go with the powder blue, or you could go with the aqua. Since the aquamarine is probably a little difficult to make, right?
Mm-hmm.
Navy blue? Navy blue, that's Barbados.
Yeah, no, navy blue is out of order. Navy blue shouldn't even come into the question, right?
You see these flags on these people's cars?
And then
navy blue.
And so the people at customs have to be trained, right, to be able to say, listen, we need to put a hold on this order because you can't be bringing in this as the national flag because it's not the national flag.
But my thing is, why is it only pissing me off, though?
You mean like
be me?
Other people
that's complaining about it.
See, this is it now. Why haven't the entities that are responsible for providing oversight for this space, why haven't they said anything? Why haven't they created an initiative or a campaign or formed a public or industry dialogue to bring some coherence and cohesion so everybody is understanding the same thing and doing the same thing? Because it's the flag. This ain't like your tennis. This ain't like your tennis, right? This ain't like what color I can paint my house. This is the national flag.
I find it nastily offensive to me, to be quite honest with you. It's insulting.
But listen, I can put this on the list for summer school modules for MPs and senators. Perhaps we need a community, well, I got community school here, but we need a community school that includes ensuring that adults and children alike are aware of what the national symbols are and what the protocols and rules are for national symbols, national ceremonies, and national commemorations.
Okay, let me tell you a quick story before I go, right?
All right.
Yesterday, I was at the Shell gas station out there by the airport, right?
Okay.
I saw a lady, like, go into reverse her car. So I honked my horn very loudly, right? So the woman went reverse into me, right?
Uh-huh.
The lady reversed her car into me.
Uh-huh.
Hit the bends.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then she came out the car laughing. Now, at this point, right, I could see I already pissed off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I say, okay, let me call the police before this gets any further because I already mad.
Uh-huh.
As the police come, right, she's still laughing, right? So mm-hmm. I tell the police, okay, this woman have an attitude. Oh, I don't see she have an attitude. You laughing. So now at this point, this ain't an accident, this ain't intentional.
That's right. Because you attempted to stop it and they just continue to do it, and now they're laughing. It could feel like that. She could be in shock. She could have been intoxicated and required a sobriety test. You know?
Ms. Green, mm-hmm. these people trying to cause people to go to jail, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. They criminalize. The lack of enforcement is resulting in the criminalization of good citizens and obedient drivers. Ma'am? The lack of enforcement. I hear you. Thank you.
Have a good day now, but let's get our flags ready.
Absolutely. Thank you, caller. That's the next module. The next module for the training program, right? Community initiatives, classes for adults and children, literacy and numeracy, right? And social behavioral classes. That's what our MPs and senators could be doing in this 2.5 month summer break. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, my niece.
Morning,
how
morning.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
You talking with customs, taking people's flag.
Mm-hmm.
I can always tell them, I dying to be aiming flag, I trying to bring it. I trying to bring in a flag for something else.
You got to prove to me what the flag for?
Yeah, well, I have a thing of football, like football team.
And that's the...
bring it for something else. But there's somebody tell me yesterday, you know my mm-hmm. condition with my eye.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Somebody told me they drive along Michael Road yesterday. Mm-hmm. I need somebody to verify it because I know a lot of people listen to your station.
Mm-hmm.
Say they see the Chinese them selling independent things.
Okay, so here's the why. If they are Chinese Bahamians, if they are...
I don't know.
You see what I'm saying? But if they are Bahamian, okay, they are of Chinese descent, which is, we can say ethnic, we're going to say ethnically, we know they come from China and they are part of one of the ethnic groups coming out of the nation of China, right?
Okay.
But nationally, politically nationally, they are Bahamian citizens. They got the right to sell the flag. But I mean, what's strange is that non-African citizens would be as invested in independence as African citizens?
I mean, the Chinese.
I mean,
maybe if people of our color, of our hue, could maybe, you know, slip through.
Well, I mean, they just get invested in money. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Are Bahamians prepared to invest their money in national pursuits, in their display of their nationalism or patriotism?
But you notice, Ms. Green, let me say this in closing.
Mm-hmm.
The silk flag, the silk Bahamian flag's never right. If you could get a cotton flag,
mm-hmm.
I feel like the cotton flag does have the right color.
Okay, I feel you.
Cotton, try buying a cotton flag, not that shiny, slippery flag.
I feel
cotton flag, they seem like they have the right color.
So for Bahamians who are like, hey, I want to get as close to the right thing as possible, Uncle Julian from Bamboo Town say the cotton flags tend to be closer. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Here's a text.
Happy independence.
Absolutely happy independence.
Yes.
The text says, on the flag, perhaps this is something that the Ministry of Culture should take on. Have an established department store that is responsible for selling official government paraphernalia to the Bahamas. So we're not gonna be like this grocery store boy and cut out the existing vendors, right? That government entity imports them, right? And then the businesses buy from them. Because why? Because the government ain't in it to make a profit. They only covering their costs to make them available to the existing vendors and then to individuals to purchase, right? So closer to independence, they're going to sell to individuals, but primarily to the businesses that sell flags and local paraphernalia. Good morning, caller.
Aaron.
Hi, good morning.
What Bahamas I would want to live in?
Yes, sir.
You didn't give me the option of none of the above.
Well, let me know.
Okay. I would like to live in the Bahamas where we have more community healing programs,
mm-hmm.
particularly for persons who... you allow to stay here, and they are Bahamians, and then you decide to demolish their home and affect their mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't love... Aaron, I really can't find the words to say what it does to someone psychologically,
mm-hmm.
and all of the social consequences that we are going to be facing, not realizing that I might have probably given you an opportunity to vote me in. Now I'm pushing you out your house. I think we need to find alternative housing measures before we demolish these prisons' homes.
You think? And then, like, one of the homes identified in the video footage, man, did you see the quality of that build? And to think you're just going to go mash it down as opposed to trying to salvage as much as possible from the build? I mean, it's just completely lacking in humanity and empathy, right? As if these things are not actual professional skills.
Right.
Make me think of that basketball game last night. Did you see that footage?
No, I'm sorry I didn't. I was too busy doing something probably more important.
I'm sorry that I did.
Oh, I see.
Okay. I'm sorry that I did. But to your point about empathy, well, that's my point about empathy, but to your point about empathy and the lack of preparation to receive people, right? Like, your Ministry of Social Services have to deal with these people.
You see, now I have to pay for it.
Right, like, why? What is the task force doing? Worrying about somebody being assaulted in a highly incendiary exercise where you expect people to, quote-unquote, run hot?
Come on, in the summertime, too?
I mean...
Yeah, so, you know, none of the above.
Let me tell you...
I would rather be an errand...
No, I'm crazy. I'm miserable.
I could live with you because I'm crazy like you.
I hear you. I feel that.
Get along.
I feel that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Aaron.
All right, here's the text. Good morning, Miss Green. You really got to be a conk. I'm sure you're calling. Julian says that he is blind. How can you let him tell you that the cotton flags have the right color but the silk flags do not? How does he know? Because he's not completely blind. Right? He's not completely blind. He may have lost sufficient vision to warrant him unable to drive himself or to require assistance with certain tasks. But that does not mean that he is completely blind, right? Because he's a part of the PLP machinery, you don't know he could be responsible for purchasing flags for his constituency. Like, sometimes the blind have better vision than many of us that could see. Right? Good morning, caller. Sorry I missed you. So let's get back to our summer school modules. We need community sessions that teach emotional regulation. These could be a part of a summer Saturday school or a weekly school for unemployed or underemployed adults along with their children, to teach them emotional regulation. Because I'm sitting here thinking, watch this. I was being stalked for 3 years, right? And I would send in the information as I gathered it to make a report, and then check in on it after 3 months and the report just disappear, right? And during that time, I had to practice emotional regulation, even when there were police officers being rude to me, like at the point where they were breaching the terms of their own employment, right? And I had to practice emotional regulation. See, when I was sitting in the road holding a hit-and-run victim in my lap and the police were trying to drive past us, even though they almost hit me with their car and ignore us, I had to practice emotional regulation. So tell me, police officer in the Kendall G. Isaacs gym in front of the international crowd, right? And you have a man detained and an officer is holding him with no real effort, right? Detained, because I can't tell if the handcuffs are on or not, but I know that the man is detained and he's not fighting back. What could have caused you to give him that open hand blow? What could have caused you to hit a detained man in the midst of an international event at the Kendall G. Isaacs gym? Tell me. Like, it's the same question I ask. What caused those officers to drop that man on his head opposite the Pompeii Museum downtown and then give him a good kick in it? What? So while y'all, see, after you call a snap election and then you beg for a pay raise, like you beg in that way where you don't really need our permission, you could do whatever you want because you have a supermajority, that kind of begging, you beg for a pay raise and then you go on 2.5 month vacation. You could spend some of that time operating classes and sessions with trained psychologists and psychiatrists and sociologists about emotional regulation and social and antisocial behavior. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, how you do?
I'm good, how's everything?
Good, thank you.
My question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't let's talk about an independent parliament, like pre-PLP, you know what I mean? Individuals running their constituency.
Oh, you mean local government?
Yeah.
But outside, but it is local government. We just don't need the government to give us permission to do it. Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is, let's talk about independent parliament, independent MPs, independent cabinet ministers. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but and what I'm saying is there is nothing in law that prevents people from organizing in a way where they create mechanisms to mirror what Parliament does, right?
No, I said, I'm saying to you, the MP that is in-house wouldn't be a party MP, they'll be an independent MP. 30, 41 of them independent, representing the people's interests.
Because,
that's what I'm talking about.
Because Article 73, 1A of the Constitution. See,
what does that say?
Article 73, 1A of the Constitution says, on any occasion where the Governor General must appoint a Prime Minister, the Governor General must appoint the leader of the party that commands the most seats in the House of Assembly. Now, when we got the constitutional model before Pinling, and I think Paul Adley made that savvy little amendment, that little adjustment, the model read, the Governor General must appoint the MP, the seat that commands the support of the most seats in the House of Assembly.
Because that's provided if there's predominantly majority party representation. But in the event, because Constitution allows you for independent or individuals to run as a candidate, and a person vote them in, which is Constitution, then that provides a different dynamics. We have just never had a full independent selected body.
You're gonna need to test it.
But it's allowable and it's Constitution.
I don't
that you could vote for no, independent
because you can vote for independence does not necessarily mean that you can have a house full of independents.
If the people vote them in. If the people vote in a House full of independents, then we have a new rule or a new parliament that we have to now function under. Because it's possible, but we have never done it because history has shown us that most leaders, party politics, media has always pushed that only party could govern us.
Listen.
When Constitution speaks to if you as the voter majority votes for an individual who ran as a candidate to be an MP times 41, yes, the Governor General still has a role to play in terms of who as then would be taken as the leader of the parliament. Because now that changes the way we approach that, even though that's constitution and law. But we don't discuss it. We don't put it on the visual board. We don't talk about the hypothesis and the theory base. And then we have never strengthened the fact that from a constituency level, pre-party persons did also well. And when you talk about Sir Stanford Sands, UVP came about after PLP was formed, but Bahamas was still governed by a group of people. Were they during the electoral process?
Listen, they were not a party. They did not form a party until, after the PLP formed, but that's also pre-independence.
Exactly. I agree.
So that you could end up with 41 independents in the House, right, does not mean that you don't need a party. What you're going to find is that people are going to form a coalition once they get in the house.
It doesn't matter what happens. What I'm saying to you is we could visualize 41 seats, persons representing them as independent, and we could visualize that the cabinet could be made up once the governor general and the parliament selects the leader or the prime minister.
Right,
then our process continues. We could see a cabinet of independent representation.
But
Let's talk about it. Stop ignoring the facts.
But it wouldn't be independent representation because they have to form a coalition to govern. See?
The coalition would be made up of independent representation. That's what I'm saying to you. It doesn't matter how you flip it.
It's supposed to be...
They wouldn't be called party. They wouldn't be called FNMs. They wouldn't be called PLPs.
They have to be called something.
A coalition
of something.
A coalition of independents who come together and form parliament, form...
I see. Okay, I see what the problem. I see what the part of the problem is. You think that it's PLP and FNM that is the problem. It's the political culture that's the problem. And as long as the political culture exists, they will continue to end up realigning.
How do you break that? You have to train. You have to educate. So we don't educate them on the facts. If we don't read the Constitution, if we don't discuss the alternative,
yeah. But hold on. Nobody ever refuted what you were saying. See, the problem.
It's silent.
No, no. How could it be silent?
Because we've never discussed it.
What do you mean? How could be?
Aaron, thank you.
No, no.
We've actually had a full conversation about the independence of independent.
No, it's the first time you listen to my show when I'm talking about it, because we've talked about on this show what does it mean to form a coalition of independents. You got a whole party there. So it is
It changes when you become a coalition as a party outside of parliament and cabinet, because it's what was not formed.
Exactly. This is the conversation.
And so if you include the voice of an independent who could then provide his opinions to the room, then you're not truly having a full robust conversation about independent governance.
Man, hold on. No. Also, I got to go to other callers, and I got texts. The existence of the Coalition of Independence, we talked about it for 8 years now. We've talked about it for 8 years now, and we saw what happened. Before they even could get in the house, they realized that that model is not going to work. Now, a more effective mechanism to replicate what it is you're trying to replicate is local government.
Yes.
Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Good morning.
A pleasant good morning, Miss Green.
Good morning.
First of all, you know, I like my little history.
Yeah, we ain't talking history this morning. No, we ain't talking history. We ain't talking history this morning. I sent in MPs and senators to summer school. Let me go to the text line, and then we can get back to reframing the conversation. So here's the text. It says, my dearest Lady Green, toxic empathy is just self-destruction disguised as altruism and nobility. Those people had from last year, February, to find alternative housing. The rule of law must prevail. There's no such thing as toxic empathy. Y'all are just Christians trying to justify your non-Christian behavior. That's it. Please don't bring that phrase to me again. Toxic empathy is just self-destruction disguised as altruism and nobility. The next thing you know, we're going to have to talk about this gentleman that wants to start a food store. Hundreds flocked to Bastion's Fort Charlotte grocery pop-up. Hundreds of Fort Charlotte residents lined up at the Fort Charlotte Family Market, a pop-up grocery store held on Saturday to grab low-cost groceries. Let me get into it. Quote, so we partnered with local distributors as well as international distributors to really get wholesale prices, bring them in, and just get our volunteers together. So we see right there what the difference is. When you don't have to pay people a decent salary, when you don't have to be, because some of y'all ain't concerned about insurance when you're paying them, yet we rise. When you got to pay people a decent salary and with benefits and the little perks, like you little get a little allowance for your uniform you have to wear to work, right? Then you could afford to sell the groceries just above cost, still making a little profit for yourself. That's almost like ZNS, right? That's almost like state agencies only using ZNS as a mechanism to disseminate information, knowing that the citizens pay for ZNS, right? And the people, oh, we get on for free, you know. We get on the ZNS, we get on for free. Citizens paying that, it's not free. I'm paying it, you paying it, they paying it. What you mean you competing with the vendors, the food stores? Listen, you telling me that we elected possibly want to be the richest man in the Bahamas to go run grocery store. The richest man in the Bahamas to tell us, sit down and eat this charity, you're never going to get structural reform. You're the Minister of Innovation. You're supposed to be innovating to make the things affordable for Bahamians, eh? But all this is charity as opposed to structural reform. House of Assembly Summer School Module Number 2. You could be spending this 2.5 months creating constituency community farms and processing centers so people could start eating the food that they can grow. People could start realizing the maximum potential of nutritional benefit, not because they could afford to buy the fanciest food when it's imported, but because they're growing the best food known to man, which is the food you pick, right, has the most nutrients in its life cycle. The sooner you eat it from harvest, the better it is for you. But toxic empathy. That's toxic empathy. We elect one of the richest candidates to run in forever, and instead of serving us structural reform, he just gained us more charity in a grocery bag. Good morning, caller.
How you doing?
I good, thank you. You know, I sound a little rowy just now. I good, thank you.
Really, you sound passionate. It's a difference. People need to know when Bahamians are being passionate when they're being rowdy.
Yes,
it's
ma'am.
Different.
Thank you.
Question.
Yes.
I don't know if it quite coincides with what you're saying this morning, mm-hmm. but I've heard that, especially when the government had decided, well, we're talking about increasing salaries, and mm-hmm. they said, well, we haven't seen your report card. What have you done?
Mm-hmm.
My question to you is, what would a report card, and just, I mean, I'm just throwing it out there, what mm-hmm. would a report card look like for a government? Does it have all the areas, the Ministry of Education, what you did in that area, or just reflect on individual candidates and how what they would have done? What would a report card for this government or any government?
Right. What would it look like?
What would it look like? What would it have? You know, you go report card, you got an A. What is the range for A? Is it mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
How we determine whether they have an A or a B or a C? What is the scale?
I love your contribution. Before we have a conversation about assessing governments, we have to create a protocol for assessment, right? And I think we should assess ministers' mm-hmm. performance. Mm-hmm. We should assess MPs' performance, mm-hmm. right? And then allow constituents to answer the question of whether the ministerial work became an obstacle to the constituency work, mm-hmm. right? I think that's a great assessment point. Does that individual have the capacity to balance both the constituency work and the ministerial work? Does the party, is the party strong enough? Is its infrastructure strong enough, right, to have a heavy cabinet?
Mm-hmm.
But that's because we make the assessment based on, is the cabinet too heavy? Are we getting a return on investment, not just on your ministerial work, but has your ministerial work become an obstacle to your constituency work?
So what are some of the points, I mean, I'm just throwing it out there, what are some of the points when they're looking at these areas, what are some of the points that they should take under consideration if it's strong enough? What constitutes whether it's strong enough or not strong enough?
All right, so I think Mr. Clay Sweden, if we could use him as an example, because he is now the Minister of Works, right?
Right.
He is in a tough position.
Very
because
tough.
He got to go back to those Lutheran constituents and convince them that he is appropriately and effectively balancing his obligation to the nation as a whole as Minister of Works, re public infrastructure and power and water specifically, and communications, mm-hmm. and if he's balanced that effectively with ensuring that his constituents have equal and equitable access to whatever the rest of the nation has in terms of electricity, water, and communications, right?
Is that an area where we fall down, though, in terms of, okay, his constituents would have said, okay, I like what he's doing, and persons are working in constituencies, and their constituents like what they're doing. But when we look at the overall country and the running of the overall country, there's some persons who are a bit pulled back because it's like, ah, you know what? I like what my the MP in my area is doing. However, mm-hmm. I have problems with the hospital. I have problems with this.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? So how do you... I'm just throwing things.
Okay, so...
I'll hang up and let you answer because I don't want to ask you anymore questions.
We have to create a structure where people can express that. A part of the problem, like, we rushed into this election and the way that the public dialogue was framed, it didn't even give people an opportunity to discuss issues. Right? Like, that's what was so devastating to me. We had FTX... We still don't know how it's really been concluded. We got and the local players that were involved, right? We got FTX, we got NYGOD, and people are going to say, "Well, what does NYGOD have to do with governance?" I don't know. We have a prolific sex offender just doing whatever they want in our country. We have local articles that indicate that they had a 7,000 plus name database. Right? We have images and videos and statements, right? Showing various types of relationships with sitting government members, opposition members, right? Sometimes they were in opposition, sometimes they were in government. And we're sitting here today rolling off of last week, which was filled with conversations about a sex offender registry. And who should get to know who is a sexual offender in the country? Right? So, like, I can't imagine that the question of... and not just that NYGOD and Bacon. Let's put the two together. NYGOD and Bacon were involved in what appears to be this sort of onslaught of disregard for the Department of Environmental Planning and Protection. They just was doing whatever they wanted to do with their property. And in today's paper... we're going to talk about how the people, them homes were destroyed in the shanty towns, right? Like, these are all issues that it should have been raised in one form or another during the election. Not only did the political class not allow any space for it, but anytime anybody like myself attempted to create a structure for a reasonable and sound conversation about the election, my little 1 hour get flooded with people just trying to obfuscate and block the conversation. Nothing to contribute. They just shutting it down. So you absolutely right. It will be difficult to make a proper assessment of how a government operates and whether an administration is worthy of another term without a structured protocol for that discussion. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Did I miss you? Good morning, caller. Oh, I'm so sorry, caller. Did I miss you? Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning. How you do?
Yeah, very interesting conversation. I mean, for me, you could give me the pinion or the Ingram era.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know, they all have their faults, but, you know, we're looking at the condition of the country. But I want to make a quick input mm-hmm. as it relates to the Shantytown issue and just, I like the political... hypothesis that the guy put forward, I mean, a parliamentary hypothesis he put forward with independence,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Just a little joke here, but, you know, maybe that'd be great because we wouldn't have no cupboard. Cabinet. it's a cupboard because you can't open it anyhow and it's locked, right? And then we could save money, et cetera, move into the Republic, get rid of all of these posts like the Governor General that requires pension. I don't know the intention. You know, you see mm-hmm. what I'm saying? It's all a failed agenda. But for me, you know, of course we would have the empathy when we see they sound like us. And they look like us in the shanty towns. But, you know, the problem is the government is to blame. You know, I think C. Allen or his brother, somebody wrote an article about this parallel society they were creating. You ask the child to declare when they're 18 and they're already good. That's not right. Something should be done.
Mm-hmm.
Something should be modified to make these people integrate and feel like they're a part of us, because obviously it's not working. So I guess by way of mouth, you can ask someone how long they've been here and they can tell you any amount of years without documenting it. Paying national insurance justify you to do anything illegal. As it relates to Lewis and Bacon, I just so happens to know a guy that worked for Mr. Bacon, and I had access to a lot of information that I wouldn't put on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm afraid that people are allowed to get away with all that. But for me, the question becomes for me, how would the person given a permit on the line if they didn't own it? So I'm looking at all of these loopholes and things that the average person are not seeing. Nobody was fined for building without permits, but the government is putting the burden on us when they could actually fund social services by actually, the lady said too that maybe the government should have asked him to pay it, et cetera, et cetera. But this is after the fact. So this problem is allowed to proliferate, and the government is really procrastinating even as relates to citizenship. And this problem has now become a national dilemma, and even a matter of national security.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you see how emboldened this demographic is becoming. So when you heard me on the radio years ago saying that these imbeciles have started a flame, they cannot tame. They don't really know what they mean, you know.
I know.
You understand me? Because they are limited.
Listen,
give thanks.
And on that note, another module for the House of Assembly summer school 2.5 month session. Come right now. We go into the break right now. Constituency Volunteer Fire Brigades. You heard that voice just now, 52. 52 is a community hero. He was called upon by his own personal integrity to assist neighbors in a recent devastating and tragic fire where a life was lost. And so this first module for the House of Assembly summer school session will be a constituency volunteer fire brigade team, where you train constituency volunteers, right, to be fire marshals, to move through the place and identify areas that need to be addressed by the authorities, right, in fire preparation. We train people how to use the bucket brigade to tote water to a fire, right? We have a space, the constituency office will have tools. Designated spaces will have tools needed to breach a home, to rescue people inside if there's a fire. And we got the beautiful, the wonderful people from the Abaco Volunteer Fire Team who could assist us in building this out. It just don't make any sense. We have so much and we're doing so little with it. It's like we got more dollars than cents, man. We're going to a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. And heed the teachings
of the... Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline, August 12th. Drawing, August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
Independent Bahamas, Bahamas, Bahamas. Independent Bahamas, Bahamas, Bahamas.
Good morning. Welcome back. Welcome back. Okay, we're going straight to the text line. It says, good morning, Aaron. On Saturday, I was driving and saw a police officer who stopped a vehicle, and he had a white pick in his mouth, you know, a toothpick and a floss pick. And I, you know, indicated to him that it was uncouth, improper, turned around, let him know it was improper. He finally removed it. I took his police number. But how in tarnation would you even consider having a pick in your mouth while processing drivers? Incredible. After the video I saw last night at the game, yeah, so the question is, where's the commissioner of police? Where's the commissioner of police? This is also going to be a part of the adult and child literacy and numeracy programs, right? Because people need to know how to interact with the police. Even the police need to know how to interact with citizens. But we're going to start on the citizen side. Morning, Aaron. Government don't need to give y'all nothing about giving y'all a discount on power bill, especially the PLPs. Ride the heat wave with Brave to the grave. Hope you all save, so please behave. And sweat in your car right now. You all are a slave. Whew, I did feel a little slavish day before yesterday. I can be honest with you. Tex, you realize these people organize their vacation timing to avoid power-related questions over the summer months? If this weekend's outage had not revealed the vulnerabilities in the system, they would have come right there in October talking about Pike's work being done, all the issues they had resolved, and how they delivered for the Bahamian people. Brave Davis just need to dissolve Parliament today. Let's start over. Listen, if Halkidis resigned right now, if JoBeth Colby resigned right now, we can call for Monroe to resign. He could resign. Multiple reasons. He could resign right now. Should Leon Lundy resign? He's just been appointed to the Ministry of Transport. Just been appointed, fresh off the block. Should he resign? Possibly, yes. Right? Like, they should all resign. Here's another text. It says, said, nobody is on this independent run. Give it up. Another text. Aaron, the Prime Minister traveling again. Supposed to come back into town Thursday for independence. And he traveling again that evening or next morning. What's going on in this country? Nothing's going on in this country. It's all the fun stuff. All the good stuff is happening abroad. We can't get the expenditure report for the Golden Jubilee or how much it costs to take them people to stay in the Savoy for the London celebrations, or how much it gonna cost. You think we're gonna know how much it costs for the new Minister of Culture to go to London for the High Commission Independence Party? We ain't gonna know. Nothing happening in this country. It all happening somewhere else. Aaron, I'm a pure blood Bahamian with kids. I mean, okay, I appreciate the point you're making. Bahamian is a political construct. Politics don't have blood, as even as much as y'all try to spill. Aaron, I'm a pure-blood Bahamian with kids. I lost my house after 20 years in 2023. I tried to quiet a 13-year-old abandoned home, and I was arrested, treated like a serial-killing murderer by the police, mocked, called names, dragged through court, fined, and dragged out of the home like a dog, unlawfully called, belligerent, accused of assaulting a police, and all kinds of crazy stuff falsely put on my statement. And not one soul had any empathy for me, but you're having empathy for people that illegally came here and illegally built on a land they don't own. Y'all need to stop encouraging foreigners to do foolishness. Meanwhile, Bahamians are left in the cold on the streets. Texter, I can hold your pain in one hand, and in the other hand, ask you, how would I know your specific issue if you didn't tell me specifically. And yet still I held empathy for you. Still I did. You know? Come on. I thought you was going to talk about all the rich European people, the northerners that come down here and do... I thought you was going to talk about the Bay who come down here talking about he's going to recover people's FTX money, and then they find out he was possibly running a magic mushroom Airbnb retreat in the place he was renting. I thought that's what you was going to talk about. Here we go. Morning, Aaron. I can't be the conscience of the nation. We need a conscience, though. It can't be me, but something wrong. We need a conscience. Sebastian in Switzerland. I hope he's getting the good chocolate. I hope he's getting the good chocolate to sell at a discount, as opposed to Bahamians having to pay extraordinary amounts of money for chocolate because there's a tariff, right? There's like a protection on candy makers, except none, N-O-N-E, none of the candy makers make the types of candies that Bahamians are buying. At the game, all of the police officers were watching the game and were not stationed in the benches to prevent fights. Look at the video of the game. They were really there to guard the ministers. I don't know. Anyway, tomorrow we continue with our House of Assembly summer school project. Also, the question sits on the table. 53 years in, is the Bahamas a nation, a political construct, a country, a social construct, or a plantation, an economic construct? I'm all out of time. Thank you, producer. Thank you, texters, and to the callers. Let me apologize. We're all out of time. Have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.